Welcome to another episode of the Circle of the Panda podcast. As you can probably already tell from this, our intentions are to help you on your own personal journey in business, wherever you find yourself. Either you own a business, you're starting a business, you work for somebody else. So what we want to do is help remind you about what are some fundamental truths in business. They also apply to life, but business for many of us is life. It's very hard to separate the two, especially if you're an entrepreneur. Remember these points when you hear our guests. Our guests are being handpicked based on their understanding and application of things like these fundamental truths so that we can see them in action. To hear about it, to read about it is one thing. To apply it is something completely different. So we are listening and looking for guests that can apply and are applying these fundamental truths. They speak to them and they apply them. It could be a long list, but I'm going to keep this brief. I have a few here. And that is fundamental truth number one. Tell the truth. Be honest. Tell the truth. Be honest. Don't need to elaborate a whole lot on that one. Just tell the truth and be honest. Secondly, treat others with dignity and respect when at all possible. This is when you're communicating good things, negative things, coaching opportunities, whatever it is, whether you got to give somebody bad news or you can't hire them or you got to fire them or whatever that looks like, do your very best to treat others with dignity and respect, if at all possible. Third thing, here's where it sounds like it contradicts the second one, but it doesn't. Be very careful who you are partnering with. Be very careful about who you are partnering with. If they're mockers, if you know there's going to be a problem, stay away. If they're sharks, that type of person was continually out to figure out what they can do to get something from somebody else, be careful of those. I have seen personal circumstances where a group of people were shark types and said, we're going to go after it. We're going to go after this. This is the way we do things. And it works well. But watch what happens when it goes south. Sharks will very often turn on themselves, turn on one another. So just be careful. Be very, very careful who you partner with, who you're working with, who is your customer, if you can control that part of it too. The next one is offer what you can offer. Be upfront about what is a test. So you're in a service industry or you're making a product. I have a great example of this. A friend of mine makes pickleball paddles. He tells me what he can offer, what he can do. He's very upfront with it. And then what he does is he says, here's a test. Here's something we're testing. Try it out. It's a level of honesty that I appreciate a great deal. And plus, I know that he's testing something with me, so he lets me try it. So be very upfront about what you can do, what you can't do. And if you're trying something out, tell them that. Next thing is know how to give, who to give to, and how to do it in the right way. This comes down to money. It all comes down to, also involves your time. Know how to give. And who to give to, and in the right way. I'm going to record a podcast called Dumb Compassion. I've done it plenty of times, and it will go into more detail on this one, but this applies to your money and your time. Know how to give it, know who to give it to, and know how to give it in the right way. Next up, do your best to leave people better than you found them. Even if, again, you have to have those hard conversations, you have to part ways, and do your very best to leave them better than you found them, if at all possible. If you do the wrong thing, if you make the mistake, accept the blame. I don't know what shifted in the business world years ago that said, I cannot tell you that I made a mistake. I cannot accept the blame. No, accept the blame. If you do the wrong thing, accept the blame. Many of these things that we struggle with in our own life, certainly in businesses, are due because we made poor choices. I'm an example of that at times. No one's going to bat 1,000. You often hear that people fail 9 times before they hit the big win. I failed plenty of times, and quite often when I look back at it, it's because of a mistake I made. So therefore, in order to improve and get better, I need to accept the blame. Next up, be grateful. Be grateful. Always something to be grateful for. Just so have a sense of gratitude and appreciation for what you do have, what's happening around you, and those that are helping you. Be grateful. Two more. This gets a little bit trickier as we get into this, and I'll elaborate on other episodes. But business is based on relationships. I'm going to say that again. I know there's some people listening. There's some people I've worked with before that don't see that. It's about number checking. It's about checking boxes. It's about you do what I tell you to or else. It's about the results and not the relationship. Business is about relationships. And the best way to do business is you're going to have to build a level of comfort with people. Once people get comfortable with you, then they will buy from you. Or they'll tend to buy from you if you know what you're doing, or it's just a matter of how you get comfortable. But how does somebody get comfortable with you? It goes back to all of these. It's trust, it's warmth, it's compassion, it's being genuine and authentic. It's not faking. It's not faking. It's just being yourself. Once people get comfortable around you, they're more likely to buy. But remember, that goes back to this. Business is about relationships. How to get people comfortable with you. Know when to keep business and personal relationships separate. It's possible to blend the two. I have some friends of mine that we're in business together now. It takes a high degree of what are the expectations, accountability, mutual trust, but learn to kind of keep the two separated. And the personal and the business relationship separated. I have made mistakes, a lot of mistakes. I've lost a lot of friends for that reason. For that reason, it's because I did not keep the two separate. So when it got into a conversation about the customer needs this, we need to, this needs to happen, when can we do it? People would balk and go, "No, no, no, wait a minute here. I wasn't looking for that, but you were looking for a business relationship." And those are healthy conversations. We could go on and on about these fundamental truths. And this is going to be the topic over and over and over of this podcast. We're going to get guests that understand it, as I said before, that more importantly, they demonstrate it. And we're going to be doing our best to demonstrate it. And we're going to admit we made mistakes and we got something right. But there are some fundamental truths in life and in business that once we live by those, things tend to go much better. So just listen. Listen in to our guest and what I describe on our own personal journey and listen for those things that are the fundamental truths. And our wish is that once you hear those things, once you hear under the message, in the message, what are the fundamental truths that need to be followed in order to be successful, you'll also let not just listen, but you'll apply them somehow. If you need our help at all, you can reach me and my team at JD@circleofthepanda.com. I wish you all the best and peace to you.